world where talk radio has become repetitive and boring, a few guys from outside the nation's capital take it upon themselves to save podcasting. And now, the Matt and JB Show.
I'm here for the gangbang.
The window of opportunity to drink and do drugs and take advantage of young girls is getting smaller by the day.
Thanks, Lou. If I'm with me, who the hell am I?
I was checking the specs on the M-line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Yeah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bold.
All right, welcome back to another riveting episode of Matt and JB. I'm Matt. Tonight, it's a little bit more laid-back show, not like the last couple weeks. It's been pretty crazy. Joining me tonight, JB.
What's up?
The Edge.
Sorry, I was getting rid of a stink bug.
I get a story about a bug story for you guys too. And Todd,
what's up, peeps?
What's happening, guys?
What up?
How's everybody doing in this COVID world?
Just nice wonderful weather finally.
I'm now to the point with this that I'm just giving up. I think we're screwed either way.
Where they're gonna of?
the fucking virus? We're either gonna kill the economy or kill some old people. I don't think there's any middle ground. Because people are just fed up with staying home and not being able to go out. So everybody's just like, screw it, from what I can tell. Now, what's gonna happen? I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows. I mean, you got the experts out there that say it's gonna be bad, but I don't know. Donnie, you're more of the let's get out and live our lives type of guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, if I had a life to live, I guess. I mean, I don't really have anywhere to go anyway. I just want to go to the gym, man. I just want to go to the gym so badly.
You haven't set up a home gym?
Me too.
Yeah, Jay wants to go to the gym too. He tried to get back to the photo behind him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, sure.
Always see what the gym can do, Jay.
That's never going to happen.
I just see people fighting about it on Facebook. You're taking our freedoms. Stop taking our freedoms.
It became politicized, which is
just a problem.
Dumbest thing.
Imagine that. It came,
right? You know what? You can't change your opinion because you're entrenched, because you're politically rooting for a team, and you can't go against your team. And it's just,
yeah. I'm a fence sitter.
I mean, whatever. It doesn't matter. None of us can change anything, so.
Nope.
Yeah.
We can't.
Well, hey, Matt, I meant to ask you, okay. This is, you're probably going to tell this story anyway, but today when you were at the KFC.
The KFC / Taco Bell.
The KFC, yeah. KFC / Taco Bell. Was the woman alone?
I couldn't tell. So I talked to JB earlier. And I was talking to him as I was pulling in. I was stopping to get some Taco Bell for lunch, which I have not had in months. So nice. Today I said, Melissa, screw it. I don't feel like making anything. What do you guys want from Taco Bell? As I turned into Taco Bell, the lady who just had left the drive-thru was wearing a black mask. She stopped her car, opened up the door, and threw out all the food she got and the drink and sped off. Just threw it on the ground and sped off.
As in, like, tossing it out or throwing it up?
I took pictures and sent it to Jason.
Yeah, I was wondering if she was with somebody else that was, you know, they were fighting, and she's a woman, and she...
I can't really... That's... Oh, yeah, there's a bag of Taco Bell on the curb.
Because so chances are she paid for it.
Oh, she definitely paid for it.
There's a good chance she paid for it, yes.
and then decided to throw it out her window.
Yeah, something happened between the time she got the food and drink and that, you know, half a car length that that she said, F this food and drink, and just threw it out.
So, and, Jay, is your theory that those were her kids and she was fired up at her kids and, you know, like every parent always threatens, oh, yeah, fine, we just won't just have any, just won't have any?
Either that or the, if she had some dude sitting next to her and he was like, they didn't give me the right chicken or something. Yeah. And she was like, fuck this chicken. Or she was pissed already and threw it out the door.
Fuck this chicken.
Fuck this chicken.
Fuck that chalupa.
Or whatever it was. Taco now, Bell. Or
I will tell you this. I don't know. You guys made our part. No, I know you're not. You're not up to speed on where the KFC / Taco Bell is in Percyville. And I hate exactly the term. Oh. Okay, you, yeah, because you've been...
Not
okay
me, sorry.
But a lot of people, you know, the four or five people who are listening, I hate the word literally because I think people use it too much and they don't use it correctly. But this Taco Bell is literally across the street from the police department, like 20 yards between that and the police department, and there's a ton of cops there.
And I was pretty close to your house.
Yeah, yeah. And
the closest fast food to your house, probably.
It is, definitely. And I was like, man, if a cop was just sitting right there and saw that, I mean, a littering ticket's like $300, $400, isn't it? Something like that?
It should be, yeah.
I don't know what happened. I really don't know, but she looked pissed. She was wearing her mask in her car, which is also another thing that boggles my mind. Why do you wear your mask in your car? Because you're going to... The girl at the Taco Bell drive-thru was wearing a mask.
Maybe so you don't lose it. I mean, that's all I figured out. Because they've got to, instead of putting it on and off, just like, that's all I figured with that phenomenon, so people don't lose them.
I'll be driving down the Beltway, and I'll look over, and somebody wearing a mask.
Matt, did you ask the driver?
That doesn't make any sense.
No,
did you
but
ask the drive-thru girl?
No, because I don't even know. Well, she probably would have known if there was an issue.
Like, those fighting the car, she was seeing it, but yeah.
No, I didn't even. By the time I got around, because, well, here's what also happened was that since I was talking to Jason on the phone, I pulled into a parking space and then finished a conversation with him and then went through the drive-thru. So it was probably a good 5-10 minutes after it actually happened that I actually went through the drive-thru. But yeah, it was weird. That's one of those things you see, like, what the hell? So last night, I want to talk about, so Donnie was talking about the stink bug in his room there. It was a nice night out last night, so we decided after dinner we were going to go sit on our driveway, let the girls play outside for a little bit, excuse me, and just hang out. And so Scarlett's got her bike out there, and she's also got like a little, I guess it's considered a go-kart, but it's not motorized, it's a pedaling go-kart. And Alex likes to sit on it. So Scarlett, and I had it like in the little patch of grass right in front of our house because that way she can't, it won't roll or anything. She won't fall off of it. So Scarlett sat down and then she put Alex on her lap and they were like, you know, pretend like they were driving. And all of a sudden Scarlett just screamed like bloody murder. And she got up, she put Alex on the ground, she got up and she was hysterical. Like screaming like you would not believe. And it was all because there was a bug jumped from the grass onto her leg. And she was inconsolable.
Scarlett was?
Yes.
It's not like she's never seen a bug before.
Dude, it was ridiculous. And she was screaming and crying. And I was like, pull yourself together. It's just a bug. And I was and like, everybody, of course, in the neighborhood's looking at us because everybody's out because it's a nice night out. And like something had happened. I was like, this is a bug. And it was just ridiculous. And then today we were down here. I was down here in the basement and I was doing some cleaning. And they had set up the pool in the backyard, their little kiddie pool thing. And she freaked out again because there was a little bug on the screen door. Oh, no. There, no. First, she lost her shit again because right in front of the door, a little spider, you know, had its little spider web come down, and it was right in front of the door, and she saw it, and she lost her shit again.
Matt, I've got a solution for you, and it'll come. I can send you something from Sterling Park. My dad yesterday in the yard, in the first time since the year we moved in, found a snake.
Really?
Just a little water snake. Yeah, yeah. Right by the house, right on the side. Jay, you can picture where the truck pad is on the side of the house.
Yeah, yeah.
A little garter snake, but they hadn't. I mean, 30 years they hadn't seen a snake in that yard.
Wow, yeah, I haven't seen a snake in a long time either. When we first moved in here, we found a box turtle. Do you ever get worried? Like when I was a kid, I picked up turtles and snakes and all that stuff. Now, but now they, everybody says that turtles carry E. coli and.
I wouldn't touch an armadillo, but we don't get those around here. But
no, yeah, if there's an armadillo around here, I'd definitely be worried.
Yeah, and I wouldn't touch a snake because I'd be running too fast the other direction. But
are you afraid of snakes?
Why'd it have to be snakes?
Oh,
yeah.
No, seriously, I don't dig snakes.
I don't like snakes either. No. Or spiders.
Yeah,
no spiders.
I don't mind. I don't. I haven't seen like a real snake in years. So I don't. I mean, it's not something I really see a whole lot of. So I'm not. But I see spiders all the time. I hate spiders, man.
I'm good with the snake and spider that are on my skin. That's as far as I want to go.
All right, tat guy. that's a good segue, though, Donnie. It's something I wanted to talk about: action heroes and movies.
Oh, okay. Not snakes. Running away from snakes, like me, the action hero. Gotcha.
Yeah, like so. Indiana, you're referencing like Indiana Jones, who's deathly afraid of snakes, in Last Crusade to show you why. But I watched a movie this week, and I was like, "This is awesome! It's just a good old fashioned action hero. Everything I wanted." And it was London Has Fallen. Has anybody seen London?
Isn't that a sequel?
That's the second one, right?
Another terrible movie?
No, Donnie. Don't get ahead of it. I watched
the first one?
Olympus Has Fallen was the first.
And I watched that, and I was like, this is pretty good. But I didn't think anything of it. And then this week, I was bored. I'm not going to say where I was.
Work.
I didn't say that. And I was able to get that movie, so I sat and watched it. And I'm like, this is fucking awesome. It's everything I want. It's just him killing and just awesome one-liners. Yeah. Mike Banning is – I was like, dude, Mike Banning is a top five action hero. And I'm –
never heard of him.
Oh, Donnie, you got to watch him.
Jay's face.
Wait a minute. I thought it was the guy who played in the first one. Am I thinking of the wrong movie?
Here's why Olympus Has Fallen, I don't think, got the due that it deserved, was it came out roughly the same time as White House Down.
White House Down was the one with
White House Jamie Down Fox. Is Jamie Foxx and Channing Tatum.
Yeah, and then Olympus Has Fallen is
Morgan Freeman.
Gerard Butler, Aaron Eckhart, and Morgan Freeman.
Gerard Butler is
Mike fucking Banning.
His name is Mike Banning.
His name is Mike Banning on the movies.
All right.
Now, I know you guys aren't going to do it, but I really...
Isn't there three now?
I'm so excited to watch Angel Has Fallen.
And that one is where?
I don't know. I've only seen the trailer for it.
That one is home. He gets framed.
Yeah, okay, Nick Nolte ends up, I think, is his dad in it, right?
That's correct.
Todd, have you seen it?
Of course I've seen it.
Is it good?
The second one is called what?
London Has Fallen.
Okay. So I'm guessing.
Donnie, you've never seen any of them? So I will tell you this. If you're looking for a thinker, this is just a guy who's a Secret Service agent who kicks ass.
And is it on any of the streaming services?
So Angel Has Fallen is actually on Netflix right now. And it's in my queue. And when I get a second to watch it, I'm watching it.
I feel like I'd be lost without having watched the first two, though.
All right. Well, I'm sure you're a man of means. I'm sure you can find it.
Yeah, find the other.
Oh, I know how to find things. That's true.
Yeah, you know how to find things. If I have to, I actually think I own them now. I'll give you my password.
Yeah, I like Olympus Has Fallen. I didn't think Olympus Has Fallen was bad.
So I want you guys to watch Olympus Has Fallen if you haven't seen it. Todd, you've seen all three. Jason, I want you to watch London Has Fallen.
I got to watch London Has Fallen. I'll watch it.
And then I'm going to watch Angel Has Fallen. And
all right.
I was thinking, so I was watching this movie, and I was like, dude, how is Mike Banning not a – because he does the kill somebody and is like – and like the president's like, oh. I can't even think of the line, but I was like, yes, because he's just like, fuck him. He loves to curse too, which is great. And he is the baddest dude on the planet.
Is he a character based on a novel? Like, is this series based on novels?
I don't think so. I think it was just like an action movie, and it probably did a lot better than they thought it was going to. So that's why they keep making these sequels. And
is Morgan Freeman in the second one?
Yeah, he's the vice president. So Aaron Eckhart is the president. Mike Banning is his Secret Service guy, and then Morgan Freeman is the vice president.
Okay.
And so it made me think. I was like, who's everybody's like top five, top 10 action heroes? But it has to be from a franchise. It can't just be a one-off.
You want characters, not actors.
Characters, yes. Everybody's Indiana Jones is going to be up there. John McClane.
John McClane's number one.
John Wick. Well, this is similar to our list from way back when of top badasses, right? But not exactly the same, but similar.
We did badasses? I thought we did just characters.
Well, it was badass characters, and then you said Clint Eastwood, like Jay can't follow instructions.
I know. What are you talking about?
Somebody did. I think it was you, yeah.
Arc Westerns, can they be action heroes, though? I don't think.
Well, I mean, there are some that are, but you're right. Most Western, like a true Western, like the Searchers, right? That's the brooding guy on a mission, but I wouldn't say action hero, you know?
So we got to think. So how about this? What do we do? The Mount Rushmore. Everybody does a Mount Rushmore of action heroes. John McClane, Indiana John Jones, John Rambo.
The movies were great. He was certainly a huge action hero.
I don't know if I'd put him on there.
Now, does somebody
not mine anyway.
This is where we also get into discussion about supernatural or mechanical assistance, right? So would a Terminator be an action hero? I don't think
no,
so.
No,
Sarah Connor would be an action hero.
I think you got to be the protagonist of the movie.
So Sarah Connor would work, right?
Sarah Connor would be up there. Well, if you say Sarah Connor, you got to go with Ellen Ripley.
Ripley would be a good one.
Ellen Ripley would be up there. I don't think
Han Solo.
But he's
he's got too much character, you know what I mean? He's not just an action hero.
Yeah. That's like the old thing, like when
he was definitely an action hero. Star Wars is an action hero.
Only occasionally. You think about those movies, he had like 4 minutes of action in each one.
Like they say I was watching a video and they were talking about the Star Wars movies and how the prequels were so terrible because the guy said, "All right, think of Han Solo. Describe Han Solo in one word."
Swashbuckler.
Like a rogue.
Yeah.
Dashing. And then they're like, all right, describe Qui-Gon Jinn in one word. I don't know. Wise?
Master?
Yeah, like it just, you know, that's why Han Solo is such a great character. I know we're forgetting a bunch of...
Well, because the 80s were full of them, right? But the problem is I think these characters get better if they were in a franchise like an Ellen Ripley, right?
What was Dutch's last name? But that's all, is that considered even though it was...
No, because he was only in one movie.
He was Dutch only in Karate one. Kid?
No, Dutch from Predator. Schwarzenegger.
Predator. Schwarzenegger was a badass in that.
Yeah. I mean, someone said John Wick. Oh.
Yeah.
John Wick definitely would be a badass.
What was Charles Bronson's character's name in all the Death Wish movies?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
There you got to go Dirty Harry Callahan, right?
Harry Callahan for sure was an action hero. Although again, he was, there was a lot of not action. I wouldn't necessarily describe those movies as action movies, right? They're movies with some action instead of action movies. Like Predator was an action movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about someone like Jack Sparrow? Is he too comedic? Not really an action hero.
Yeah, not really.
Action. No.
Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne is Jason a great Bourne, one. Yeah.
That's a great
definitely
one.
An action hero.
Jason Bourne might make my top, my Mount Rushmore.
I think he would make mine too because I love those movies.
I love those movies too. The last one was just okay, but the first three were you know, could you say James Bond?
Yes. And how about Jack Ryan?
Jack Ryan, definitely.
He was the analyst that got pulled out in the field. But right. Then you watch the movies; he's never actually doing any analysis. He's always actually out in the field.
Patriot Games. He did a little analysis. Remember, he had a big fight about getting brought back in to do some research and find these guys.
Yeah, I think I mean James Bond for sure. Every one of those movies, he had extended action sequences of various types.
I mean, we all know
James Bond's definitely action movie.
Yeah, he's more than that, but he's definitely action.
You remember
he's on Solo plus action.
Patriot Games, remember, he was his big analysis tits.
Was it about Ann Archer? Because Ann Archer looked pretty good.
No. They found the remember they were looking at the satellite pictures and they were looking all of the camps in northern Africa.
That's right.
They found the one lady and he just goes tits. Because they found the lady at the one
camp. How dare you, sir?
That's clear. That's a danger. You come in here barking like a junkyard dog. How dare you? Yeah. Yeah.
How about Ethan Hunt?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yep. Ethan Hunt, man, so many good ones. Because I would say Ethan Hunt would make my would make my top.
The only one that sucked was the second one.
Yeah.
Was that the one where they were in the motorcycles and he
jumped
off?
Yeah, that was the John Woo one. Yeah. Yes.
Can we do TV? Terrible. Do TV because Jack Bauer?
Yep. If you're doing TV.
I never really got into the 24. I watched the first couple seasons and it was okay, but it just got too over the top.
It got really bad.
It got really crazy.
If you're going to do TV, could you do like Rick Grimes?
I don't know if he's an action hero per se.
I would take all those cop shows and detective shows from the 70s and 80s, and I would not classify those guys as action heroes because their whole lives were a lot more involved, right?
Yeah.
Like Magnum had action, right? But would you describe Magnum as an action hero? No way, right? No. I want him on my side for action, but he's
a detective, just a PI.
Yeah, you got to know him over 140 episodes or whatever. It's so much deeper than that. I don't think you can really do that with him. Whereas 24 was nothing but action, right?
Right. Yep. I'm trying to think what other
action. I think action here is too hard to do.
No, you have a list, right? And the challenge is we're going to have a challenge with great action heroes who are only in one movie. So like whatever Arnold Schwarzenegger's character's name was in True Lies, right? That's a great action hero, but he's only
Harry. I can't think of it. Harry.
You could do 20 Arnold Schwarzeneggers, right? I mean,
yeah.
What about like superhero?
What was
movies?
His name? It was superhero movies too.
Well, yeah, I think
definitely action movies. Right. All
right, but if we were going to make a definitive list, we'd have to have some rules.
Yeah.
Rule number one has to be a franchise; can't be a one-off.
Right.
What would you say rule two would be, has to be?
We define the character by action before anything else.
I would say.
So like the Han Solo example. Han Solo had some action, but we don't define him by his action.
I would say no supernatural.
Yeah, it's for sure.
Yeah, like no superheroes. No superheroes.
No superheroes. Yeah,
superhero, but bionic. No
sci-fi, like super that. Sci-fi.
Mm-hmm. It's just got to be like an everyman.
Yeah, who can take a lick and somehow not be bruised in the next scene.
Right. So I guess John Wick would fall under that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's the future, Sigourney Weaver, Ellen Ripley would definitely fall on that.
Yeah.
What about?
Except for, wasn't she like a clone in one of them?
Yes,
But she was still human.
Yeah, she's just a clone. Yeah,
clones are human. Clones of humans are human.
Oh, all right.
So she could die.
All right, I got one here, and I would say no, but I think people are going to argue with me about it just because it's so ridiculous. Vin Diesel in the Fast and the Furious movies.
No.
I have not seen one of them.
I would say
those
no.
Those are definitely
But he fits the criteria.
Yeah. Well, then you could go The Rock, too.
Are those more heist movies, though, than action movies?
I would say they're action movies, though.
They were early on. Now they're definitely action.
You could go with Jason Statham in what are those Transporter. Movies? That he, Hobbs. Yeah, Transporter.
The Transporter movies.
To me, it was more.
He falls down at the level of a Van Damme or a Seagal. Like, you know, yes. In the 80s, those guys were B level action stars. Behind Schwarzenegger's and Stallone's, right?
But Seagal and those guys, Van Damme, they didn't have really a franchise. They were all one-offs.
Yeah.
Hmm. The Rock, he was Hobbs, so I guess he would qualify in that, but he doesn't have anything else, really. Right?
He's been in like four of the Fast and Furious movies.
Right, so he qualifies with that.
But his name was Hobbs, right?
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah, Luke Hobbs.
He definitely qualifies in that. But those movies, everybody's badasses. There's like no.
Somewhere yeah. Kyle's spider sense is tingling.
Yeah, this is a Kyle conversation, yeah. Man.
Kyle's spider sense is tingling.
What are some of the older ones? There's got to be some older ones, right? I'm trying to think.
Well, I mean, when I think of the golden era of action movies, I think of the 80s. Right, so like. I mentioned Death Wish, right? Yeah. All the Charles Bronson stuff starred earlier. Mm.
And Harry Callahan.
Yeah. Harry. Well, James Bond's been since 62.
Yeah. I know we're missing. Indiana Jones started in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was a different kind of action movie, though. You know, his movies weren't like Arnold's movies.
What about a Jackie Chan and like the Rush Hour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, how?
Nah.
All right.
Bruce Lee.
I got another
Bruce
one.
Lee. Well, he only really did Enter Dragon in English, right? But
I got another one just because I watched this movie this week, too. Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry.
Who's that?
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I watched Bad Boys for Life. It was
it good?
It was okay. I didn't hate it. I watched it. Martin Lawrence is funny in it. You know, Will Smith is playing his over the top, you know, action hero guy. But it wasn't. I didn't hate it. Like I said, it was all right. It was. It had tons of action.
Yeah. How about Axel Foley?
Oh, you know what? If like Harry Callahan is gonna.
Yeah. I mean. If Harry Callahan had a – well, I thought he had a great sense of humor, but had a more comedic sense of humor.
Right. I mean, yeah, I would say –
yeah, I guess.
They're still talking of doing another one.
He doesn't make the top.
No, really. He would be on Rushmore.
No.
Right now I got probably Jason Bourne. Well, number one to me is definitely John McClane. Mm-hmm. Then you got – you know, Jason Bourne, and you got,
Mike Banning.
I guess the way to distill this is, who do you want on your side when things break very bad, and it's just a human being? Who, right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to, right?
Like, if we had to draft a team, right now, let's do it. Let's do it.
All right.
So I'm gonna get a piece of paper.
And they have their normal equipment, right? I mean, so like Harry
if you're going by movies, you definitely want John Wick because he'd kill everybody.
All right. Well, so Donnie, what do I do with my pad of paper here?
You want Jason Bourne. Here it is. You want John McClane.
Hold on. Wait. Don't. All right. So here's what we'll do. We'll do a small draft here. Okay.
Okay.
Everybody will pick a team. We'll each have four people on our team. And then we'll have Kyle tell us which team is best. All right.
Ooh, how are we gonna get to choose who gets first pick?
I'll pull names out of a hat. If I can get a, I'll pull names out of a Terps helmet.
Okay.
Awesome. Yeah, no. I know Donnie's excited about that. All right. Let me get a pen. All right, everybody's name down. I don't know how. I mean, nobody's listening anyway. So, everybody excited for the comedy show next week?
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Dude, can you just move it?
Why? So you go to Virginia Beach?
You need to work. You need to work on your material.
Oh, I do. I did my. I'm gonna bomb so hard.
You know what? It would be great to listen to. Not knowing, I'd like to be able to listen to that show.
Why aren't you going to be able to participate in the show?
Going to Virginia Beach?
Yeah.
There's no internet down there.
Well, no. I mean, I'm going to be busy. Yeah. I mean, I could try. I might as well try.
I mean, we know you're technically capable.
Yes. All I need is this phone.
That's right. Yeah. And that background.
Yeah, but you'll get in trouble. Yeah. Saturday night, you're on your phone talking to us.
Yeah.
Burke will be like, Jason?
No, right. she was the one that said I could do it down there. She was like, you just go down there.
She gave you permission?
But I'm trying to picture permission.
Okay.
We ain't like that.
All right. First pick. Goes to JB.
Oh no, that's
John McClane.
Don't ruin it yet. Hold on. All right, so JB first pick. Okay, round one. JB first pick. We're gonna do snake draft, right?
Yeah.
Second pick.
Are we going to be able to come up with 20?
Oh, I think so.
Right. We've named it.
There's four of us. We're doing five each.
Oh, I thought we were doing four each.
Four each.
Are we doing four or five?
Yeah, 16. Oh, we came up with 16.
Right. 16.
Todd. I thought we were doing five. And then, so Donnie, you got number four and five.
Okay.
All right, so Matt. Todd. Done. Then round two. Donnie.
I might struggle when we get to round four because I don't want to pick people who I haven't seen their films.
All right, so let's go over the rules again. Somebody read off the rules, what we come up with.
Am I allowed to go on and look for, on the computer and look for
no
action heroes? Because I know there's somewhere missing.
Yes.
All right, JB.
Yes, I'm going with John McClane.
Mm-hmm. JB selects John McClane. All right, I have a question. We should have figured this out. James Bond. Are we doing James Bond as a character or as somebody as James Bond?
It has to be a character.
Okay. So somebody can't say, I'm picking Pierce Brosnan and James Bond. And then somebody else can be just one character. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going Ethan Hunt.
Damn you.
Son of a bitch, I'm my team captain.
All right, Todd.
John Wick. The boogeyman.
Donnie, who are you taking with your first pick?
John Rambo. And first pick of the next round, I think I will take James Bond because it's always good to know what's going on out there.
All right. That's pretty solid. John Rambo and James Bond.
They've done. They've been around a few times.
All right, Todd, yes. You're up again.
I'll take Jason Bourne.
Damn. God damn it!
I know that's how I was like.
I knew he wasn't going to make it back around.
Oh man, that's already getting so. Say John McClane, Ethan Hunt, John Wick, John Rambo. Oh, you took. Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Is it weird that out of the first,
they all start with J?
They all start with J. The only Ethan Hunt's the only non-J. All right, with my second pick, I'm going to take a little-known character that nobody's really heard of named Indiana Jones.
Yeah. That's great if we're fighting underground.
All right, I'm going to have one that might get disputed. Okay. But I'm going with Christian Bale's Batman. He was a regular.
No, man. He's a superhero. Superhero.
He's not a superhero. There's no supernatural anything.
He's a scientist.
But you're opening it. Then I could say Iron Man.
He's not a scientist.
I could say Iron Man.
He was a scientist.
Yeah.
You're no superheroes.
Yes, but Dark Knight was different.
We said no superheroes.
We didn't say superheroes. We didn't say supernatural.
I could say Iron Man. Then I could say Ant Man.
All right. All right. Who do I want to go with?
Riveting radio.
Who's been picked so far?
John McClane, Ethan Hunt, John Wick, John Rambo, James Bond, Jason Bourne, Indiana Jones.
All right. I'll go with let me go with Ripley.
Ellen Ripley, that's a solid pick.
She wasn't gonna hang out there long, Jay.
Yeah. You get to pick again, actually.
Oh yeah. All right. Let's see. Can't use. I'm trying to think of people I can use. All right. How about I don't remember his name, but Liam Neeson's character in Taken.
That's a good one.
That is a good Taken.
One. What's his name? Up, that is a good one.
Well, I mean, yeah. What was his name? Oh, look.
William, was it William something?
All right, look it up.
I'll look it up.
Excuse me.
Brian Mills.
Brian Mills.
Yeah, Brian Mills. Yeah.
That's a really good pick.
All right.
All right. Let's see. So, Brian Mills. Taken, so everybody knows. Crap, let's see. I might have to go. Man, I know I'm gonna miss somebody good, but.
Ooh, I got a good one.
Oh, shit.
My last one.
All right. I know who I'm picking, and I know who I'm going to pick my last one. I got one. I got a good one. It's probably JB's, too, and it's going to make me feel so good if it is. A little guy by the name of Martin Riggs.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck you, man. Damn it. God, that would have been perfect list.
All right, Todd. That was a good one, man. I forgot totally about Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
I don't know if this one counts. Can I pick Neo?
No, because it's like supernatural, sci-fi type shit. It's opening a door for...
I didn't think it would count, but I thought I would ask. I'll go with Frank Martin, the transporter.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yep. All right, Donnie.
Jack Bauer.
Now, that's TV. Are we
going
movies?
Sticking movies. Got to go movies. Yeah. Not doing TV.
I guess I'll go Jack Ryan. Keep it in intelligence.
That is a solid pick.
He is TV, too, unfortunately.
Keep those JV names going. J names going.
I know. Yeah. I got, seriously, my team's all J's.
All right, Donnie, you get to pick again. Your last pick.
All right. I'm going to close it out with... I started with the Lone Wolf. I'm going to close with one. The Man with No Name, Blondie.
Right. Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Oh, because Jay's cheating. We told him no research.
Dirty Harry's already gone, right?
No.
Dirty Harry's not been taken. Jay's researching, which we explicitly told him not to do.
I'm not good at names.
Todd, your pick anyways. Your last pick.
How about Katniss Everdeen?
Ooh. Oh,
Katniss Everdeen. Katniss. He's researching too.
I don't even have anything in my hands.
Man,
Katniss is a good choice though. I like the one like John Rambo. You can survive in the woods and kill people when you lure them into the wilderness. I like that.
Yeah.
Todd just what would they say in it? I volunteer as tribute. This tribute. With my last pick. I got to do it. He's the baddest man on the planet. Mike fucking Banning.
You say none of us can attest to that, but we'll take your word for it.
No, Todd can. Todd's seen him.
Oh, that's right.
He's a bad dude, isn't he?
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. Last pick, Jason.
Okay, I'm going with a lady. It's either I'm kind of in between Sarah Connor.
Sarah Connor would be a solid pick right now. The fourth round. You get Sarah Connor in the fourth round?
Yeah, you get highly motivated.
It's either Sarah Connor or the bride from
she's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Yes. Which I know Kyle would like that pick.
Oh, so that you're right. We should have been picking with Kyle in mind. Yes.
Well, maybe Carrie will be back too. Maybe we'll get Carrie and Kyle.
All right.
We'll put it
I'm
going to
go Sarah Connor. I'm going Sarah Connor.
You can't go wrong with Sarah Connor.
I'm a little disappointed in how my team.
Now wait a minute. Now how is Sarah Connor not considered
sci-fi or supernatural?
Sci-fi or supernatural.
She's not any of that. She's just a human raging against it.
Yeah. Right. Because. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I mean, you could have gone with Kyle Reese.
I would have liked my team a lot better if I got that Ethan Hunt because I need kind of a captain. I've got a bunch of loners.
All right, so here I will
except
go.
Except Jack Ryan. He's an underling. So
Now, could we have gone with, like, Mad Max?
I thought about that
because there's too many of
those
them.
Those movies suck.
Yeah. Dude, that was one movie everybody loved and could not get over themselves how awesome they thought it was. I did not like was
Fury Road.
I hated it.
It was weird. It was just weird.
And Mad Max barely did anything. It's a friggin' Charlize Theron movie.
That's okay, but the movie itself is just there's no plot. It's just driving. It's just terrible.
And this is weird.
Guitar in the air. I don't get it.
Yeah, I did
how
not.
How about Aragorn?
How about Frodo?
Dude, Aragorn was a badass.
With my fourth pick, I'm going to take Samwise Gamgee.
I'm going with James T. Kirk.
I got one that nobody picked.
Who's that?
What about Rocky?
Now, Rocky, he's a sport.
It's a sports thing.
It's not
I wouldn't call it like
action.
Yeah. All right, so here we go. I'm going to break them down real quick. JB's team is John McClane, Ellen Ripley, Brian Mills, and Sarah Connor.
See, he's got two chicks. JB's team has a captain.
He's got two
JB's team has a captain.
My team.
In charge, right?
My team, Ethan Hunt, Indiana Jones, Martin Riggs, and Mike fucking Banning. I think
that's a pretty good team.
Todd's team is John Wick, Jason Bourne, Frank Martin and Katniss Everdeen. There's
who's Frank
good.
Martin again? Who's Frank
Transporter.
Martin?
The Transporter.
Transporter, yeah.
Dude, is there leadership on his team? His team's kind of like
good
mine.
One. That's a good
one. Dude, I got Ethan Hunt's my leader.
I know. You and Jay have leaders. He's got Ripley. You've got Hunt.
And then Donnie's
Katniss,
team.
Katniss is my leader.
John
McClane. John McClane is
my leader. Nah, he's a rogue.
Yeah.
Donnie's like team, John Rambo, James Bond, Jack Ryan, and the man with no name. That's a pretty solid
don't
team,
take,
too.
Don't take my team or Todd's team into the woods, man. It ain't going to go well for you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I got some loose cannons on my team with Martin Riggs and Mike Banning.
We all have loose cannons.
Yeah, I guess that's probably one of the things is that, you know, loose cannons.
Hey, another person was, I don't know if this one would count. I think there was two movies. Snake
Plissken? Yeah, there was Escape from L.A. and Escape from New York.
And Plissken?
Yeah.
Everything froze.
Plissken, yeah.
Yeah. Plissken, yeah.
Yeah, but he only had two movies. He was good, but...
Yeah,
I
think he needed three.
See, my team's going to have to work like independent. They're going to get together, talk about what to do, and then break up and go out and do shit on their own. They're not going to be able to do anything together, but that's fine. If we divide you and we get one of you out in the desert, in the Old West, you're done. Get one in the jungle or the Pacific Northwest, you're done. And I got two intelligence guys who can make it happen. So
now, did Dirty Harry make any of the lists?
No, he didn't make it on a team.
Huh. He's going to be pretty pissed too.
Yeah, he is. What about Marty McFly?
I thought about Marty, but he's like without Doc, what is?
Yeah,
Marty?
I know Marty McFly isn't going to help you out much.
I thought about Doc, but like Doc without Marty's no good.
Yeah, could Marty McFly shoot a gun? No.
You guys want to hear what Ranker has for the list?
Sure.
Top 10.
Go for it.
All right, 10 is John Wick, 9 Han Solo, which didn't make our list.
Yeah.
Jason Bourne 8, James Bond 7, Terminator 6. Batman number 5, Indiana Jones number 4, John McClane number 3, John Rambo number 2, and Wolverine number 1.
See,
I got some value with that fourth pick.
Yeah.
I think they
didn't have the rules that we did.
No, they definitely didn't have the rules.
But I thought about Wolverine, Maximus, but he clearly has superpowers.
Maximus, but there's only one movie.
Yeah, Maximus.
Yeah.
But again, he's
William Wallace, one movie.
Do those guys get to have modern technology, or are they out there swinging swords when everybody else got these?
We're talking about the person, Donnie, not their.
So James Bond will coach him up on how to use modern equipment.
Like yeah. Deadpool would have been a good one.
Yeah, superhero.
He's got superpowers.
Ooh, Blade.
He's got superpowers. He's half vampire. There, you know, they rebooted that. Who? What?
Three of mine. Sarah Connors is 23. 24 is Ellen Ripley, and Brian Mills is 25.
I think Mills is underrated on that list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What number did Mike Banning come in?
I haven't seen his name on here.
Oh, they're missing out.
This list is probably in 2004.
Yeah.
Mike Banning.
He's awesome. He's a former Army Ranger. I don't want to read too much since I haven't watched the last one. I'm seeing if there's any. But I don't know. That was fun.
That was an fun impromptu game.
Yeah,
it was impromptu.
All right. So yeah. So we'll have. I'll send it out. I'll text it. We'll put us all on the text. And put like Carrie and Kyle on it. See who they think has got the best team.
What are you gonna do if they pick two different teams?
Kyle gets two votes.
Okay. Why bother including
third? I mean, I'm sure somebody's is into movies like us. Is Cone? I don't even know. Cone's is like a horror guy.
Cone never watches movies.
Padishaw a movie guy or
not
Quinn?
Like, no, I mean, Quinn might. But Nick is a Nick.
Yeah, about Nick.
Oh yeah, I get Nick. That way you
get three.
We'll get three different ones.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Matt, text me the Text me that. I'll text I'll show it to Nick. See what he says.
Yeah. Right. Well, what I'll do is
make him blind.
Make sure you write down the movie next to it so they know who
it is.
Like, they might not know who Brian Mills is.
I like Donnie saying, put the make them blind so nobody they can't tell who made the list.
I can actually on our Facebook page, the Matt and JB Facebook page, I'll put a poll up.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
And then that'll count as a vote too. We'll see what people think.
Okay.
And we'll go from there. That's cool.
We'll get like eight votes.
Yeah, but if anybody listens to the show, they know whose list is whose.
So it's pretty safe.
That's true.
And even if they didn't listen to the show, they can look at it and say, oh, I like his team.
Pretty safe. It's pretty safe.
Again, I haven't even looked at the numbers from the last show. But
Matt, I don't know if I want to talk about this on the actual show, but I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
But have you looked at who likes our show?
Oh, do you? All right. So there's a whole
demographic breakdown, like pedophiles.
You just go to Facebook and look at who likes our show.
So here's what I do. Okay. So I'll promote our show, and when you do to promote that episode, you go through like who do you want, it has like a whole breakdown, like you can do age range, countries, and all this like analytics to who they're going to market your show to, okay? So I do 21 to like 49, okay? Male, female, United States. And there's one that you can do. And so you can do that targeted marketing. So anybody on Facebook, and then they have like a whole algorithm of, do you want people who are going to click on your link and go to your webpage, or do you want people who are more prone to just click like on it? Or you can do people who actually liked your show, on Facebook, or people who've liked your show on Facebook and their friends. So I just did when I throw the wide net out there, just anyone in America, 21 to 45, or whatever number is. And then I always put that they got to be like a high school graduate is the thing. Just
no dropouts.
No dropouts. And then I'll sit back and watch all of the weirdos who click like on it. And it's so fucking weird, isn't it?
Like I was looking through there and I was like, I wonder who the because there was like 30 some likes still on the last show.
Right. There's like four people we know, like, and then the 26 randoms.
I was like, who's the hottest girl on there that liked our show?
There aren't the dude.
Not are there any?
Exactly. Josh Byrne's probably the hottest person.
Yes.
Apologies to all listeners. We're sure this episode is drawing hot people.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I was like, really?
So, yeah, but I think I've said it over and over again. Hopefully now that people are starting to go back to work, at where I work, they're going to start repopulating soon.
God, that sounds so sci-fi.
When did they say they were going to do that?
Well, they have a whole thing that they're going to do because they have like they've got like broken down into two different teams. So if everybody was coming to work, which they're not, there would only be 50% of the everybody there at a time, and they've been alternating weeks. Mm-hmm. And so then on top of that, they've sent home like non-essential people. So it's only about, I think, 20 and 30% of the workforce is actually working now. And, but they're going to start repopulating and they're going to get back to 100%, but only 50% are going to be there at a time. They're going to do a 6-day week where it's going to be, you'll be on 3 days, off 3 days. And then the next week you'll flip flop. So instead of doing what they've been doing, where you're on a week, off a week, and you're only working 40 hours per 2 weeks, you're going to go up to 60 hours per 2 weeks.
Right. Okay.
Oh, and then
yeah, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing unless, but our schedule ends June 1st. So
they're talking about June to start to repopulate people back in there. But the idiots.
That means I'll get one more week off.
I haven't had a day off yet. I'm going to get a day off this week, actually, though. I'm pretty excited about. They actually have what's called a green team in our group, where they sent home four guys, just sent them home for the last little over a month. And they just sit at home in case somebody gets sick and their whole our whole shift has to be quarantined. Then those guys come in and fill in for us.
Oh, okay.
But those guys are coming back Monday. It'd
be nice to be on the green team.
Oh, yeah, the green team guys. They're getting paid 80 hours a week just to sit at home. It's beautiful.
You mean 80 hours every 2 weeks?
Every 2 weeks just to sit at home.
Yeah.
But they got called back. They're coming back in Monday. And so when they come back, they're letting us guys who haven't missed any time, they're giving us a couple days off.
I think they did. They did us. Go ahead. Sorry.
I say so. I actually have a day off this Thursday.
Right.
So I mean, nice. I mean, I'll be off Thursday, and then I took off.
I think
the week after that, Jason. I'm off that Friday. I took off Friday. Is it that next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? Yeah, for tournament champions.
Yeah.
So before the weekend or after?
Huh?
No, they got us. Go ahead, Todd.
So I was just saying, as a tournament champions, Memorial Day weekend, or is it the weekend after?
The weekend after.
June 6th, 7th.
Isn't that the week after?
That's 2 weeks after.
2 weeks after. Okay, yeah. I think I'm going to be off actually Memorial Day, too.
Oh, well, then next weekend I'm here. I'm gone Memorial weekend.
Oh, you're dummy.
Wait a minute.
This weekend's Memorial weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Next weekend is Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, yeah, next weekend. Damn.
Yeah.
25th. Hard to keep track of this.
So it's 2 weeks. So, okay.
Wait, no, today's Saturday.
Yeah, today's the 16th.
1 week.
So three weeks from
right now is tournament champions.
Yeah, yeah. All right. And Memorial Day.
Talk amongst yourselves. I have to pee. All
right. See, the way they got us going is we work 7 days a month right now. In our group, we have the out of guys that are not too old to work right now, because we have a bunch of guys that are like have health problems or older, so they're just completely off. Everybody else that was left, I think there was end up being eight of us. So there's eight shifts. No, there's four shifts. So what they're doing is they're doing two person shifts. Of you basically work 2 weeks. You work Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, come back in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, off Monday, Tuesday, then you come work Wednesday, Thursday, then you're off for 2 weeks and the other group of guys come in and do the next 2 weeks.
Jesus, confusing.
It is what it is, and if you saw the schedule.
Okay.
So you work like a shift. Matt, isn't that the kind of shift you were going to work or you might still be working?
July, we start a it's got a name. I can't
now think of it. You work Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday, Thursday, then you work Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Then you're off Monday, Tuesday, work Wednesday, Thursday, and you're off.
They don't do it by the actual day. They do two on, two off, three on, two off, two on, three off, and then the pattern repeats again.
So it doesn't matter what day it
is. No, it doesn't matter the day.
So it works,
and they're 12-hour shifts. So basically, since we're 24-7, we'll have four shifts. There'll be 2 day and 2 nights. And so,
right.
Yeah, so it's that's the way it's done. I can't wait for that to start. That'll be fun. So I'll be working 2 days, off 2 days. Then I'll get a three. Every 2 weeks, I'll have a 3 day weekend. But I will
be
working weekends.
Same shift that I was just telling you. Two on, two off, three on, two off, two on, three off.
Well, the way it breaks down is that you will
work. Every weekend is a 3 day weekend.
1 week you'll work 48 hours. The second week you'll work 36 hours.
Right. I was just talking.
So every paycheck, y'all get 6 hours of overtime. Okay. What it is.
That's the same thing that Amazon does. They have ships like that.
Yeah, there's a name for it. I can't think of what it is off the top of my head right now. But yeah, some sort
of. All right, everybody at home got that.
Everybody home is just falling asleep.
Everybody like take notes. Know when Jay and Matt are going to be working.
Yeah, everybody knows. Yes.
Plan to stop by their houses.
So stupid. So dumb. Let's see. What else are we going to. So we did our action hero draft, touched on COVID. Were we talking about the Bundesliga and the live sports before the show?
I don't know if it was after we started or not, but yeah, that's how much I want live sports. I'm watching something I don't care about at all, and it was
cornhole.
I watched some cornhole during halftime of the Bundesliga match. Yes,
yeah, but is it live cornhole or is it
cornhole? If it's not you playing, is horrible to watch. It's just because those guys on TV, they don't miss. It's just a bunch of guys throwing a bag in the hole.
Yeah. But people are so desperate.
It is live. It is live. But what they do is they have no crowd. Yeah. And one guy will step up and the other guy has to stand back. They're all wearing masks.
Oh, so it is. Okay. So it is coronavirus cornhole.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's a mouthful.
One guy steps up, throws, and then he steps back and the other guy steps up, throws, and they keep moving. And then there's a guy on each end that will pick up the bags and stack them for him. He's wearing gloves, and he stacks them for him.
Are the guys throwing wearing gloves?
That would be hard.
No, they're not. Hmm. You know, and the bags are touching the other bags. What's the big? You know, it's like
I don't think that's a high probability of transmission.
I know. It just seems
so. JV, I know you're getting a lot of bags play in, aren't you?
Yeah, actually, Donnie and I just won. We beat Nick and Jonathan
twice.
Seven games.
Who's Jonathan?
That is Brooke's sister's boyfriend.
There's so many people at your house now.
Spreading
the virus.
You've probably he doesn't live here. But
so he brings a virus to where he lives to you guys. Yeah,
he comes.
He's there a lot, so I mean, it's not new.
Yeah. So, he's pretty good. But Nick has gotten a lot better.
Nick's good.
Yeah.
Nick's gotten a lot better from when he won tournament champions last year.
He's gotten better. He throws. He actually throws a flat and. It's just yeah.
But I probably
get in his head real easy.
I haven't played probably since I played at your house last. I don't even know when that was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're gonna be ready.
Yeah. There goes Jason.
No, I got 20% left though.
Okay. Yeah. No, I gotta get. I don't have. You got the cornhole boards at your house. Do you use our Matt and JB ones?
Yeah. In fact, I'll give those back to you because I'm gonna make some new ones here soon.
Like before 3 weeks soon.
I'm going to Carrie's house to pick up that chandelier because I'm going to try to fix it for him.
All right, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm coming that direction. I could bring the cornhole boards.
Okay, yeah, I'd appreciate. Them. Yeah, I would because I need to get some.
And
some
I think I have your bags too. Your bags the American flag bags?
I don't remember. I don't remember what I bought.
All right. Well. I'll give you those American flag bags. I'm making some.
He just froze. We don't know what Jay's making.
There he's live again.
We don't know what you're making, Jay.
I'm making official ACL boards.
ACL?
Also, like anterior cruciate ligament?
American Cornhole League.
No, you need to make. TOC boards.
You didn't see where it's. Yeah, they're gonna have TOC and one's gonna say TOC, the other one's gonna say Marshall Madness, and they're gonna be like the lighter ones that are at birch plywood. They're gonna be nice.
Yeah, if you could.
But I need. Can you do the symbols or do
the stickers? Actually, decals.
I've got a Cricut machine. I can do it.
Okay. Because I don't know how long that would take to get now.
What do the decals look like, though?
you know if you saw them because they're on all the cups and koozies and everything. I have to get them from Mike.
Is it the same or one? One?
No, they're different. There's a difference between different.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, the sooner you can get me those, the better. And are you? I'm doing my patio.
None of your
too.
Neighbors have cornhole boards.
I don't know if they. I mean, they do, but I don't. I don't trust that they're good ones.
Man. Well, the problem is that you work during the week. I'm off. Not next week, but
You can always just drop them off. Melissa's always home.
No,
you know?
I'm talking about with your patio. I know that.
Oh,
I jumped.
Yeah, I'm home on the weekends, but some of my neighbors are going to help me with that too.
Okay.
Getting into some minutia here with
patio.
I am using sand. I just found out last night that I'm finally getting our stimulus check.
Really?
Yeah. What? Oh, okay. What happened? Why didn't you get it? You explained it before.
Yeah, it's my taxes from last year were a mess, and they're still it's an ongoing issue. But I had filed my taxes from this year, 2019. So, I mean, we're not getting that much back. We're getting $1,100 back, but it is what it is. But I'm going to use all that money to buy the materials for the patio.
Okay.
And I'm doing the paver panels.
Right. I have locking sand. I got a half a bucket of locking sand.
Oh, you do? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I can everybody's that. Really excited to hear us talking about that.
Nothing like sand to spice up a conversation.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're over an hour.
Hey, Donnie, how's the trivia game going?
Yeah. Well,
you guys know that we are in we're in beta for iOS right now.
Sorry, Donnie. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll have our next load of that go up on Monday with our last set of big features. Ed, we'll be starting Android beta testing on Monday, and we may have this thing launched by the end of the week or early the week after.
All right, Donnie. I don't know if you can answer this or not, but I was wondering this: what kind of feedback are you getting?
What kind of feedback? Well, there are different kinds, right? There's the "this is broken, you need to fix it" type stuff, which is useful, right? That's the whole point.
Like outside of like glitches and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, no. I mean, a consistent thing is that it's hard.
The 15 seconds was tough for me.
So the timer, you know, when it started, people were playing. I had it set 15 seconds a question. I've adjusted that to 18, which Jay is among those who told me that helps a lot. Those extra 3 seconds.
Oh, so you're going lowest common denominator with the.
Well, it's among those. Among
no, them. Nick said it too because some of the questions were like a paragraph.
Yeah, there's some ball busters.
206 characters or so. So I've adjusted that. It is hard, and that's the point. But there are also in every set easy questions, right, Jay? And Matt, you guys see it. And you guys have all been able to achieve, you guys who haven't played at home, you'll see us later, hopefully, bronze level achievements. Even in cities you don't know, you're able to get bronze because it might be a package of 5 questions in a row that happen to be in a topic you know. There could be some sports and some history, right? Or maybe arts and art type questions mixed in with some famous people questions. And so you can string together correct answers and give yourself a little bit of reward. So
I think my best was 10 in a row.
And that's pretty good. I mean, was that in DC though, in a city you know?
Yeah, DC, yeah. I've only played DC and I only played until I passed Nick.
Are you still fast?
I haven't checked in a while because I played one day for like an hour and a half.
Nick's played a ton.
Yeah.
So did you think
he's got more time than I do?
Did you think it was pretty addictive, Matt?
Hmm?
Did you think it was pretty addictive?
So my feedback on it was, and this is something I know you guys are going to fix, is that it's like never ending. Like, how many questions are you going to, like, cut it off at to, like, get your actual score? How's that going to work?
Well, no. So, you've hit the streaks, right? And the streaks are kind of the indicators that you've done something good. They're the achievements. And you once you start playing with our next load, you'll see that those streaks come with rewards. They're non-cash. They're very cheap. It's just basically coupons. It's no big deal. But that'll help. But we're not going to have levels, right? So, the game...
So I was going to ask you about this. I didn't mean to cut you off, but You've got to be able to, you have to cut it off at some point or you're going to start repeating questions.
Right, because you run out of questions in the city. So when you, let's say DC, where we have 400 questions written, you'll get to the point where you've seen each one of those once and either answered it correctly or incorrectly. Then it'll cycle to all those questions you had you answered incorrectly. So let's say you missed 100 out of the 400.
Okay.
And so, then you get those. And then after you see that, it'll cycle to you've seen them all and you'll see them all again.
Matt, well, do you think I'm yawning because I'm tired. I got up early this morning. All right. Do you think that he should show the answer, the correct answer, after if you get it wrong?
So I was thinking about that, and I think if they're going to wrap around to the questions you missed, then definitely no.
Definitely no, because that's interesting. I've heard, and I'm leaning towards changing that, Matt, and I'll tell you why. It's not just Jay. Lots and lots of people have come up with that because, remember, part of the point of the app is to have people given an opportunity to learn about a new place.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I've got – the problem is it's technically more difficult than I thought it was. Now that the developers developed it to not show that, and they're like, well – you know, it's going to cost time and money, and they haven't told me how much yet. So it may – I hope it launches with the showing of the answer. So my point on that is if you remember, if you see it, you got it wrong, you see what the right answer is, an hour later or 3 days later or 3 weeks later when you're playing that again and see that question, if you remember the answer, you've learned it, right? And I'm happy to reward that. So, Matt, the way you're thinking about it is how I thought about it first, but I've heard enough feedback – the other way
that people don't want that they want to know what the correct answer is, right? I had that feeling, like when I missed a question, every time I missed a question, which wasn't a lot, what was the correct answer?
Well, there's some human psychology to that, right, too, that we always want to, oh, that was my second choice, or oh, I, you know, yeah. And yeah. So I the more I've thought about that, the more I think it's right to go ahead and show that. And it's just a technical question.
Right. Well, good. Anyway, I definitely had fun playing. I mean, like I said, I sat down after work one day and just played it for like an hour and a half. Like just
going
through questions. I think it would be better for the casual player for the see the answers.
Yeah, I think it's
well, better if you look at the other trivia games out there, they all do that.
I know they do, and my developers told me that, and I was like, and so I think they're right. So, Matt, here's a question for you, and Jay, well, Todd, you haven't done it, you haven't seen it, but if you were taking a trip, let's say you're going to Richmond for some sort of an occasion.
Would you do it beforehand?
Yes, would you?
Not I would, Richmond. No, like, if I was a trivia guy, and I had, like, a long layover, and I was going to, like, fucking Albuquerque, I might do it. I sit down and try and learn something about the city before I go there. Yes.
Yeah.
It might like give even, you... even in the Richmond scenario, right? You're going to hear about neighborhoods. You're going to hear, right? I mean, bar, your restaurants, you're going to hear breweries. You're going to hear about that in the set. I mean, I would think Jay's like, not Richmond. I don't really understand why. I'd like to hear more about that.
No. Richmond would probably be the next place past DC. Would be like Baltimore, maybe. Richmond would be the next one. It'd probably be the next one I'd go to.
Yeah, they're both in the set. I loaded up our final city tonight.
I'm gonna do Baltimore just because.
Yeah. Well, it's so the way I wrote this, cities are either very large or get a lot of travel. Like DC's kind of both. They get 400 questions. Cities are a little smaller or maybe aren't as big on the travel circuit, get 200. Mm-hmm. So Baltimore doesn't have as many, but I think it's fine. I think it'd be okay.
So what's Omaha have? I'm going to do Omaha.
200, actually. 200? We did do an Omaha set. Yeah, it's right. 200.
I'm going to do an Omaha. All right. Todd, you got Donnie on the text. Send him your email. Donnie, send him out a...
Yeah, if you want to test this thing, I could add you. Are you? If just let me know if you're iOS or Android, and I can set you up to test. If
sure.
You want to, or just wait until it releases.
I got iOS. So
that's live. I can set you up to test that starting tonight, or you can wait until it releases wherever you want.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
What kind of advertising are you gonna do?
It's there are things called ad networks that you guys might have on the Matt and JB show webpage, for example.
I have Amazon links on our page.
That's like
nobody uses
thing.
Ever.
Yeah.
They used to, but they don't anymore.
If you're listening at home, I'm sorry if you have to listen to this unless you're really interested. the way ads that show up in your apps work is there are networks you subscribe to, like Facebook ads, or Google has a couple different ones. One's called AdMob that pull pull advertisements from this network. And basically, there's cool stuff going on in the background in terms of auctions and advertisers are bidding for space and all that stuff. But basically, all that means to you as a user is you get a banner ad at the bottom of the screen that's pulled through this Google feed that is making me a very tiny piece of money every time you see that ad.
Right.
And then on the pause screen, which Jay and Matt, since you guys have played, we've added. I don't think either of you guys have seen that. The pause screen that's now active has what's called interstitial ad, which is a full page ad that, like, when you pause the game, you see that pays me a little bit more.
Jay, but what's interstitial mean?
Interstitial?
Interstitial. You're close. Interstitial.
That's what I said, interstitial. We have interstitial areas between our, they're like the areas for in right. between, above
a building. It's between. It fills a void is basically what interstitial means. Anyway, so we're going to make money off that. Our rewards are, again, they're low value for the user, but it might be interesting. They're kind of coupon type stuff, and we get paid out if you use those. A lot like your Amazon situation, Matt.
Got it. Cool. Well, I'm definitely going to play again. Check it out. And everybody, keep your eyes open for that. What's it called again, Donnie?
Triviapolis Treasures, and it's tonight is Saturday the 16th.
Do you guys have like a set like go live date, or is it?
No, is it fluid? It's kind of when it's obviously when the development's ready, but then also after that, like Apple and Google both have an approval process, and you can't really predict how long it's going to take. So we're thinking that's why end of this week, start of the next week. So somewhere around the 23rd to 26th, anybody at home? Triviapolis Treasures, it should be in the stores.
Cool. All right. Well, definitely.
So, Donnie, let's say I'm taking a trip to Richmond. Mm-hmm. Now, if I play the Richmond and I make a streak, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. Like something from Richmond.
Now,
like
that's a really good question, actually, Jay. Matt didn't give you the credit you deserve.
Yes.
For now, the feed we're using is national e-commerce sites.
So it's going to be a national.
So what that does mean is it's accessible to everybody. So if you were sitting in Omaha and not planning a trip to Richmond, and you were playing Richmond, you'd still get rewarded, right? But in the long run, we want to mix that up with some local stuff. Right. But right now, it's going to be natural.
And you were going to make it so that you can choose your...
Yes, as different reward levels, right? So if you get more choices at silver than at bronze, more at gold than at silver.
Right.
Gotcha.
Actually, I'm sorry, Jay. Since we talked, that's changed. It's not going to be choices. You're going to get one at bronze, two at silver, and three at gold that you have.
Okay.
For now.
All right, guys. Well, I would love to sit and keep chatting because I got nothing else to do.
Okay.
But I'm going to put everybody out of their misery and stop the show. We can all still hang around and chat a little bit after this, but I'm going to put an end to this.
I got to go to bed.
Yeah, Jay's got to work in the morning.
I hope we've talked more about shift schedules.
Yeah, shift schedule. The DuPont schedule.
DuPont.
That's one of them, the DuPont schedule. But as of right now, it Jason's pushing hard to switch it. The comedy show is going to be next week, but hang tight. Look for updates. We may move it. I don't know. It is Memorial Day weekend. Here's what I'll do. I'm going to send out.
Apparently, it's not 2 weeks from now. It's Memorial Day, according to Todd, and I think he's right.
Is it? I don't know.
No, next
Memorial Day is next weekend.
Next weekend. It's next weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Man.
Who knows?
It is next weekend.
You're not going to be. It's going to be.
But here's the thing: is also like not a lot of people are going to be going out.
No,
traveling for Memorial Day weekend this year. So,
no.
So I'm going to put out a text to our big group of everybody who's been out doing the show. See who's going to be around. Seeing how we had a light turnout for these type of shows. Like we've been doing like 8 or 9 people, but tonight we just had, us. No wild cards.
No wild cards.
No wild cards tonight.
No, so, Virginia is opening the beaches for Memorial Day?
They're open now. The beaches are open now.
Ocean yeah, City's I thought open. They were.
As long
yeah.
as you're not in those four counties up around D.C., I think it...
the city of Richmond, too.
Well, they did that. Loudoun.
Loudoun, Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria are still locked down until the 29th. Oh, Jason.
Prince William, yeah.
Real quick, before I was talking...
Montgomery County.
I was talking to a couple of the guys from Tournament Champions who run the thing. We were talking. So even in phase one, which we haven't hit yet, but the counties outside of what we just mentioned have hit phase one, it's still only 10-person gatherings.
Yep.
Right.
So Tournament Champions, if we have 12, 13 guys there, all it's going to take is one phone call from somebody. For the cops show up, and
they're going to make us all do what? We're all drunk.
I don't know what they're going to make us do. I don't know.
And that's what Clark County or
Clark County.
That's
yes.
Clark County. Yes.
So in 2 weeks, Clark County may be on to phase two. Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't
are
know.
You secluded?
I don't...
You guys are in like a cabin, right?
Yes,
outdoors mostly.
Yeah.
So, but the street the cabin is on is a straight shot into Berryville, and cops and cars go past it nonstop.
It's
basically.
Rare to see a cop.
We do though.
We do see a ton of cars.
And all it takes is one person to call and say, "Hey, they're having a gathering plus 10."
It takes one person A-hole. Who can count all the way to 13. How many of those are in Clark County?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So
there won't be many there at the tournament.
We don't know. I think it's 7 so far.
Nick's coming.
Okay, so
he couldn't find the email. He thinks it went to his junk mail. And
JB, did you see the fucking shit Wyatt was talking?
Wyatt? Yes.
He was talking some shit to me.
Yeah, he was.
I think
he never talks shit.
But I think I held my own.
Yeah, you did.
I said, yeah, all right. Well, we'll see if Lane allows let you come.
Yeah.
And he hasn't ordered his speed. No. I don't think he's coming. If I had to bet right now, they've got a 6 month old.
Yeah,
I don't think she's gonna let him come.
No. Nope.
Yeah, I don't think he's coming. So we'll see. I hope he does.
Yeah.
It sucks when he doesn't show up, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We are out.
I wonder if he's been talking to. Well, yeah, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. I'll talk to you offline about some stuff. I've been talking to a few guys behind the scenes.
All right.
We'll talk about that offline. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Gunsmoke.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like red or bread. You go hold the egg, wait to bring a check. When we talk, we collision call. Keep us in your thoughts, fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off, I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings, now feeding season can start. Oh my God, look alive, looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine, you want maximum stupid, I am the guy. First of all, fuck the fucking law, we is fucking raw. Stay top tall, oceans on the half jail, switch your ball. Life a bitch and the pussy feed, still fuck the wall. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog, ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your jaw, shimmy shimmy y'all. Got in the hemi, going gimme, gimme, y'all. Pugilistic, my linguistics, RJ Ruder damage, y'all. And I rap it, pornographic.